Please welcome Michael Souza.
Thanks, Kurt. Some of you maybe have heard this story before. Sorry. This is called the backstory. So I was helping my friend Taya move when Buddha threw my back out. The little Buddha statue was only this tall. And she offered to get a dolly to help me move it. And I thought, no. So she disappeared to get the dolly. And I look at the little statue and I think, I don't need a dolly. It's this big. So I lifted with proper form. And in mid-lift, I turned. See, I didn't know that. You don't turn when you're lifting, because if you turn when you're lifting, you might find yourself like I did, which was howling in pain, sprawled out on my back on a little cat shit sprinkled lawn. You don't want to be there. So I look up at the Buddha, who's still standing upright because I'd barely lift him. I drop him. Now I'm looking up at him. Buddha, you prick. What was that all about? I didn't really expect an answer, and I didn't get an answer per se, but I sensed this, let it go. And I knew exactly what he meant, because I'd known Taya for 20 years, 30 years maybe, and she had never seen me vulnerable. And I was laying there thinking, good, she's gonna see me vulnerable, good. And I didn't want her to. But she was going to. So I just, as I was laying there, that first spasm subsided and I kind of felt this peace about, okay, she's gonna see me like this. Just then she comes out of the house. She didn't hear me howling with pain because there was a lot of street noise that day. So she comes out with the dolly and sees me rather peacefully laying on the lawn that she had warned me about 5 minutes before. It's covered with cat shit. Stay away from the lawn. I'm lying down on it. She says, what's going on? I said, Buddha threw my back out. She said, you remembered I was going to get a dolly, right? I said, yeah, yeah. She goes, you want to get up and try it again with the dolly? I said, no. So she took care of me. She saw me very vulnerable. A couple days I was at her place, helpless. So when I went home and I was able to complete my recovery on my own, I found myself obsessively thinking about my former fiance, Sophie. She had ended our engagement 12 years before. She remains to this day the love of my life. She's the only woman I've ever asked to marry me. And she was obsessively on my mind, and I just started crying over her, and I cried all that day. And the next day, I cried all day. And on day three, when I woke up with a wet pillow, already crying, I, for the first time in my life, feared for my sanity. And I called a therapist. I'd never been to a therapist, but they sensed the urgency. They had me come in right away. And they just helped me realize, you know, this relationship, you haven't purged all you need to purge about this relationship. They helped me realize that once that I realized that's what it was, I felt okay. And I drove home. And on the drive home, I was on the freeway. And I suddenly sensed this, let it all go. And I knew what that meant, too. That meant it was time to get rid of this car that I was driving. Because this car was Sophie's old car. And I'd been driving it for the past 12 years after she left me. You guys, you're humans, right? Everyone has baggage. You guys probably all think you know what baggage is. You know, you carry it on your back and you walk around and once in a while you look at it. Oh, there's my baggage. My baggage, I sat in for 12 years and put a key in it and started it up and drove it around. It had a powerful V8 gas-guzzling engine. It weighed a couple thousand pounds. You guys don't know shit about baggage. I had baggage! So I had this vision after hearing Let It All Go, this vision of me driving that car and it bursting into flames on the freeway with me in it. It was going to burst into flames with me in it, all my guitars in it, Latina actress Eva Mendez in it, because, you know, why not? So I decided it was time to get rid of that car, because I knew if I didn't get rid of it, the universe was going to do it for me. So now, when I find myself in pain over something, I know that I've got to dig in there, figure out what it is, and let it all go, because that's the only way I can try and try again.